This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing for a crucial pitch to the American people that he hopes will send him back to the White House for a second term. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, formally accepting his nomination to the conservative ticket, highlighting his record in office and charting a path for the next 4 years. The RNC has cast President Trump as the leader who will revive an economy ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. His re-election has been largely overshadowed by the pandemic, which has killed more than 178,000 Americans and put millions of people out of work in the country. With just over 2 months before the November 3rd vote, Democrat Joe Biden is leading in opinion polls, in part because of public discontent with President Trump's handling of the health crisis. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura crashed ashore of the U.S.'s Gulf Coast early Thursday morning, making landfall in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Forecasters have warned the storm, which was initially a Category 4, could push a massive wall of water 40 miles inland from the sea. The National Weather Service said the storm surge could get higher than a two-story house and could be unsurvivable. A New Zealand court has handed down a life sentence without parole to the gunman who admitted to killing 51 Muslim worshippers at two mosques in New Zealand last year. It's the first time a life sentence without parole has ever been imposed in New Zealand. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Oman Thursday, continuing his Middle East tour. His visits to various countries follow a U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Thursday, he met with Sultan Haitham bin Tariq Al Said and discussed the importance of building regional peace, stability, and prosperity through a United Gulf Cooperation Council, that according to Pompeo's Twitter. Sultan Haitham took power in January after Sultan Qaboos bin Said died after a half century at the helm of the Gulf country. Russia's Interior Ministry says it is launching an investigation into the hospitalization of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny over what his allies suspect was a poisoning. Navalny is in a medically induced coma in a German hospital where he was airlifted on Saturday. The 44-year-old became sick after collapsing during a flight from the Siberian city of Tomsk to Moscow. The German clinic treating him said its initial medical examination pointed to poisoning, though Russian doctors who had treated Navalny in a Siberian hospital have contradicted that diagnosis. The Kremlin said this week it wanted the circumstances surrounding Navalny's condition to come to light and that it hoped the incident would not hurt its relations with the West. The U.S. Justice Department announced Wednesday it will open a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake was shot in the back Sunday, leaving him partially paralyzed from the waist down, along with serious injuries to several of his internal organs. The Justice Department issued a statement saying the probe will be handled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in cooperation with Wisconsin state law enforcement investigators and other state officials. As the investigation into Blake's shooting continues, police said a 17-year-old teenager was arrested in the state of Illinois in connection with the shooting deaths of two people late Tuesday night during a third consecutive night of protests in Kenosha. Police arrested Kyle Rittenhouse at his home in Antioch, Illinois. Rittenhouse, who is being held in Illinois, was also charged as a fugitive from justice, according to court records. His extradition hearing is scheduled for Friday. More than 824,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than a third are in the U.S. and Brazil combined. You can read more of our coverage of the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.